Last summer, Connie Lee of Oshkosh was hoping to celebrate her 72nd birthday in a special way. So she asked her daughter, Janine Harris, and Janine's son, Jackson, to join her at the StoryCorps booth at the Milwaukee Central Library downtown. We heard part of their conversation in October during our Friday StoryCorps segment. Theirs is a unique family story. Connie Lee and her husband, Gordon, who are white, adopted four biracial children in the 1960s. They joked that they were forming their own United Nations. WUWM's Susan Bentz joined a family gathering Christmas Eve at one of the children's homes in Milwaukee, where the Klan introduced themselves.
Gordon Lee.
Connie Lee.
Melanie Faust.
Janine Harris.
Damon Lee.
And AJ Lee.
Tell me about how this little, if it is United Nations.
We couldn't find a decent child, so we picked Janine.
I'm the favorite, can you tell?
Yeah. All the white kids were taken.
My perspective on this is that when we were newly married and realized that we were not going to be able to give birth to any children, we decided on adoption. And in the discussion, talked about the fact that mixed-race children were not often adopted by people. Gordon said, I would love to have a little United Nations at our house. And he'll tell you his version when he's finished with his cookie, but,
right,
you know.
That's good enough.
So we went to the adoption agency, said we were willing to take a child of mixed race, even though there were plenty of white babies available, AJ. So you were a choice. That was unusual at that time. There were, it was closed adoption, so people would choose often to match themselves physically as well as intelligence.
Where did that take place? Did all of the kids come through the same?
Yes, we applied at the Children's Service Society, although our social worker was out of Madison because we were living in the western part of the state.
And they were all little bitty.
They were all, yeah.
AJ was 7 months.
And Damon was only 6 weeks old. They were all infants.
Were there challenges that you guys faced that the kids wouldn't have known?
My mother was concerned. And she made the comment, why are you doing this to me? And I said, I'm not doing it to you. I'm doing it for Janine.
And the rest of you.
Yes.
It was that first step, and I think that's the oldest child does that, you know, sort of. It is kind of like, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is how our family's going to look. So we got Janine in early November, and my mother chose not to be home, and we brought her to her house. And by Christmas time, she was buying her fancy frilly little things, and that shift occurred. And so they just sort of became the grandkids and the cousins, and there it was.
Now, I think you said none of the kids have wanted to seek out birth parents.
No.
But when you adopted the kids, did you know something about?
No, we didn't know anything.
And
that was my choice.
Each child as they came was our child.
Yeah.
And so when Janine was about 10, she said, you know, what about my birth parents? And I said, we didn't particularly want to know. You were our baby. And she said, well, did you think I might want to know? And I said, well, it didn't occur to me. But when you're 13, you write the letter, and I'll see that it gets to the proper people. And so she's now 42 and hasn't written the letter yet.
I mean, I never really considered it as we're adopted or felt different. So, I mean, I've had people ask us, well, have you ever thought about finding natural birth parents, and was it feel like to be adopted? And I said, it doesn't feel any different than being born and raised in the family of your blood.
Janine was asked if we were mean to her. They had the notion that we were using her as a slave.
You know, people had the sense that if you were adopted, that it wasn't
your real family.
It wasn't your real family, yeah. And so you'd get questions kind of like, well, are they nice to you?
Yeah. Are they your real brother and sister?
Yeah.
They
just kind of think that there must be some difference about being part of an adopted family.
From my perspective, our family is unusual. Our family did look different. Our choice was to have a family that looked different from the other families in the neighborhood. In the interview with Janine, I realized that she didn't have that perspective. This was her normal family, because I can remember asking, when did you first realize that you had a skin, a different color from the rest of your family? And she said, well, I didn't. It's kind of like my skin color is my skin color, and so is my siblings, and so what? So although outsiders saw our family as different, I don't think any one of them would have called and said, let's do a StoryCorps interview about our unusual family, because it's a usual family to them.
Well, and we grew up in a very white community, and you were just one of the guys or one of the girls and assimilated as a white person. I mean, we grew up basically white.
Right. Oh, my husband jokes all the time that, you know, he married a white girl. You know, just, you know, kind of kidding around, but yeah, so.
You are a white girl, because you were raised a white girl.
You raise people, you know, the kids as best way you can, as your children, and and instill the values that you think are most important.
I stayed around. These guys all moved to bigger cities. I stayed around Oshkosh, and I'm questioned all the time. Well, because I'm darker than everyone.
Yeah.
But you know what's really interesting is that my son Tyler is also part Oriental or Korean and Asian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he really, because of our family, doesn't see in color. They're lighter or darker, or it's not like they're white or black, or I'm half Korean. He's, you know, he just sees in shades. He has a very unique perspective on people. He really sees people as individuals, and I find that very comforting.
From my perspective, the adoption of these kids was successful. They're content with having been raised in this family and have produced grandchildren that you wouldn't believe in beauty.
That their parenting, regardless what color we were or are, whatever, it's, we are taught not to be racist. And we were taught not to be judgmental.
I think it's going to affect our kids more so because, you know, we were raised very, like I say, very white. And we were surrounded by white people. But our kids are the ones that, whereas we were all...
schools where they're more diverse in the schools. So they see their family and what their family and extended family looks like. And then they see out in the world and in their schools. And it just...
Matter of fact, Eli, my son... he wanted the family picture that we took. He didn't want just the four of us, Brian and Henry, and, you know, he wanted the whole family with his cousins. That's what he thought was family.
So is it pretty satisfying to have this group of adult kids?
Yes, very much so. I mean, I just think...
it's wonderful. They're great kids. Great, great, great people.
After being a parent now, I think I was telling you this, Mom, that I look back on it now and I have such... appreciation, all the steps they had to take and what they had to go through to build our family. And, you know, anybody can be a parent. You don't have to plan really hard for it. I mean, there's not
planning.
I mean, anybody can be a parent, but to take the steps to really seek out.
You'd be surprised how easy it was to.
But you had to want to do it, and you had to, and you, at a time, in an era when it wasn't common, you had to say, you know, I want to adopt children of a mixed race. I want to, you know, build a home for these children. And so it was a very thoughtful process and plan that you had. And, yeah, really, I mean, any of us, we don't know what, you know, we could have been in foster homes or, you know, there are plenty of people who spend their entire childhood bouncing from foster home to foster home.
We wouldn't have been who we are now.
As an adult and a parent myself, I have much more an understanding and appreciation for that and just feel very thankful.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And that's, you want a Christmas present? There it is. Thank you.
A lot of my friends have commented and said, I'm really glad your parents adopted you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because I always like, oh, be nice to me. I was a foster kid. I always like say that. And they actually get like teary. They're like, oh my God.
That was the Lee family gathering in Milwaukee on Christmas Eve. Connie and Gordon Lee of Oshkosh adopted four biracial children in the 1960s. We first heard their story during a Milwaukee StoryCorps interview in October. Connie was featured in the women's section of the Milwaukee Journal back in 1966. You'll find that article on our website, WUWM.com, along with a Lee family portrait. WUWM's Susan Bentz produced our story. And that's our program for this first Thursday in 2008. Tomorrow on Lake Effect, our political analyst Kathleen Dolan of UW-Milwaukee on the results of the Iowa caucus, Grace Weber, singer, rising star, and Wauwatosa native, and much more. I'm Jane Hamden. Join us then and each weekday, 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio.